This is program number LW2537. The Americans will secure their independence. That's what a farmer told his wife 200 years ago. Hi, this is Leary West. I've just got to tell you about it today. You know, we faced some really trying days during the Revolutionary War. We know the trauma that George Washington went through at Valley Forge in his titanic struggle, fighting for our newly established nation. One day, there was a farmer named Isaac who decided to ride over and visit General George Washington and offer some advice. Don't you wish it would be that easy to give our commander-in-chief some advice today? Anyway, Isaac's wife, Hannah, waited for her husband to return home, anxious to find out how Washington received her husband. Well, when Isaac returned home, she learned that her husband had traveled all that way and never even talked to Washington after all. Yet what her husband told her was good news. She didn't understand it at first. Here's what he told her. George Washington will succeed. The Americans will secure their independence. Curious, Hannah asked her husband, "What makes you think so, Isaac?" And then he told her, "I heard him pray, Hannah, out in the woods today. I heard George Washington pray, and the Lord will surely hear his prayer. He will, Hannah. Thou may rest assured, he will." Well, he went on to tell her that as he approached Washington's camp that day, he heard someone's voice. Someone was talking in a pleading, sincere way. On coming nearer, Isaac saw George Washington that day on his knees, his cheeks wet with tears, praying to God. Speaking personally, I'm quite frankly not surprised that America then, therefore, has been so greatly blessed. I mean, after all, even the Bible says, "Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord." When a nation, any nation, has leaders who pray to God on behalf of their country, then just watch how blessed and happy that nation will become. Just about 100 years ago, a French politician and writer visited America. His name was Alexis de Tocqueville. He wrote a book about what he saw over here, about the people he met, and among other things he said something every American ought to remember. Here's what he said, quote, "I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless prairies, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there." Then he said, "Not until I went to the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power." Then he said, "America is great because she's good." And then he said, "And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." Think about that. America is great because she's good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. I wish I could write those words on banners and hang them across every main street in America. I wish we could put those words on bumper stickers and posters and in newspapers and say them every 15 minutes on radio and television. America is great because she's good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Yeah, the moral Puritans who started this country made a lot of mistakes, and we've criticized them severely. In some areas, rightly so. But why do we have to jump off the other end of the pier? The Puritans were successful in promoting one great thing: goodness. George Washington will succeed. That's what Isaac told his wife. Why? He said, "I heard him pray." Oh, for a praying Washington today. Washington, D.C., that is. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Hey, America, happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.